Too Raw, Too Real Tuesdays. Today we're going to be talking about a mixer story, what I went through, my journey, and my thoughts. With that being said,
let's go.
Let's get it started. It's what fucking day is it now? It's the 13th because yesterday was the 12th. I think that's how that works. I'm not gonna cut the mustard today on HCL, man. We're gonna be talking about what I went through on the platform again. Mixer used to be a thing. Actually, it used to be Beam, and I'm gonna start with a little bit of backstory on it. I was working 60, 70 hours in a factory. Toiling down, trying to build up this clothing brand that I had been making. And people at work used to hear me talk about it all the time, man. I'm going to start doing media. I'm going to start doing stuff. I'd been editing for a long time. I'd been making YouTube videos. Eventually ended up closing that channel down. And I actually started making stuff on like Facebook and stuff like that. And I had done some live on Facebook, but it was such a pain in the back then. To do anything of any substance on that platform. Now I had dabbled around with some Twitch, and I'd been doing Twitch under various different names and trying it with different hardware, and I was turned off by the latency. And one day I was sitting in my living room, and I searched for low latency streaming. Right? The first thing that came up was this site called Beam. I was like, man, let me check this out, So I pulled the site up, make a little login, create a name, get fired up. I start browsing. And some of the first streams that I seen were some of the largest names that were still on that platform before it closed. And, I was really, really excited about the fact that you could say hello to somebody. And within mere moments, if they seen it, they could say hello. And I was like, that's it. Bang. That's the shit I'm looking for. That was what I was looking for. So I decided to start dabbling around that a little bit. I'd be watching and watching. And I probably watched Beam for, maybe a good part of 6 months. Checking it out, playing in the background, doing some little test streams, not really kind of networking, getting to know people, just kind of laying real, real low under the radar. And let's see, I decided to leave that job. I got injured. And I it was a sink or swim kind of deal where I was like, I got a pool of money. I got a bunch of stuff saved up. I got this apartment, this big old place. Let's give it a shot. Let's try doing some content creation outside of what I had been doing, which is just toiling around videos and stuff like that and going live kind of here or there off the PlayStation or, whatever. I was just doing little dabbles. And in the back of my mind, I had always kind of known that it was about that time, right? To test the skills, to push myself. To let the world know who I was, right? It kind of sounds a little shallow, but I knew I had more to offer, and I knew I could offer some more to some people. So I decided to dive into it. Now, during the course of, getting into it and starting, I had decided to move out of that apartment and move in with my girlfriend. And at my girlfriend's place was this tiny, tiny little one bedroom. I was literally streaming in a fucking closet. And I wasn't quite sure how that was going to be perceived, because you keep seeing all these, big green screens and all this other shit. And I was like, God, I'm not going to make a mark here. But I was like, oh, well, you know what? I'll set the laptop up outside, you know, we'll start messing around. And I would I would grill out and I'd be streaming. And, you know, I got music playing in the background, man. You know, I'm slowly starting to meet some people. But I was just sitting around the grill, hammering down beers until it was dark. And then I'd pull the food off and cut the stream. I mean, this is literally what I was doing, right? There was no thought to any sort of professionalism. There was no business sense. It was just me, I don't know, just being me, right, at that moment. In that moment in my time in my life, and I was just sharing that. But I didn't really realize the implications of what I was doing. And eventually my channel got taken down. And that's when I kind of took a look at it and went, oh, okay, there's some rules to this shit. Like, you really didn't do your homework, did you, boy? You really didn't realize the pond that you were stepping in. So I, you know, got a hold of him. We had a conversation. I said, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And at that time, I had a drone. And I was toiling around with drones quite a bit. I had a Phantom 4 from DJI. And I was really loving flying around drones, getting aerial footage and stuff. And I had this thought. I was like, I don't see any streams in the outdoors creative sense on this website. So I was like, all right, well, I'll figure out a way to live stream flying my drone around. And this was all great. I mean, I would take people up for flights. I would throw on some, you know, some aerial footage and stuff. And, you know, it was all live. And it was cool because it was, you know, instant conversation, right? I could have my phone out, fly on my drone, have it mounted, and have a conversation while I'm flying around. And to be honest, people loved it. But I still wasn't sure as a content path what the hell was going on. See, I was just throwing fucking spaghetti noodles at the wall trying to see what would stick. But also what would fit me, right? What would be a representation of what I was doing? And it didn't really quite pan out because, you know, drone laws changed in the United States. You couldn't fly in cities. I was like, ah, now what am I doing? Well, I like to talk to people. And one of the ways for me to break down, like I said before in the intro, was to break down my barrier, right? Let people know who I was and force myself to take this journey, to express on camera, on voice, you know, personal beliefs and vulnerabilities and stuff like that, to break my own wall down. And streaming was going to allow me to do that. And I knew it at that moment. Once I had thrown both those proverbial noodles at the wall and they didn't stick, I knew what I had to do. But I knew what I had to do before. I was just fighting it. I was toiling with it, right? I was toiling with taking that chance, that what if. In the back of your fucking head. You always have that, especially as a creative. You definitely have that because you don't know if people are going to perceive that, right? So I shut it down. I took a little bit of time, spent some time modding in some channels. My buddy Mythic G4, he was banging. The man was just killing it. I met my good friend Crazy Plums there. A lot of great people I met there on his channel. And I was modding for him, and he had great traction, right? He was just killing the streams, bro. Killing the streams. And he was in Germany at that time. He ended up being denied for partnership. And I mean, his channel was blowing. He was popping. He was hanging out with the proverbial good crowd. You know, he knew people. He was tied into the gaming industry. And I watched him get denied. And I thought to myself, I was like, wow, this man's got great quality, great interaction. You know, I'm learning from him. I'm watching the stumbles and steps and how the platform was kicking him to the side. And, you know, he had the recipe. He was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, man. And it was great. It was amazing content. And they weren't buying it. And I really sat back and tried to figure out why. And at that time, I was still playing around with streams and I'd be doing some stuff. And I thought to myself, it was time for me to break free. Not from Mythic, because he's still a great friend and we talk all the time, but there was something I wanted to do. And so I let him know, and I let, a lot of people know, hey, I'm going to be backing off from the moderation. I'm going to try streaming. And in my head, I had wanted to make something for people similar to a podcast, but in a video sense that people could pull up on a tab, have a conversation with while they were at work. You see what I mean? Because, excuse me, that's when, the streaming app, Mixer had something called Mixer Create. So you could kind of watch it on your phone. You kind of listen and you could have it in the background. And I kind of wanted to exploit that. I wanted to make something for the working individuals that wanted to be able to be part of streams or that kind of sense. But at the same time, be able to do what their adult stuff says they need to do, right? They got to fucking work. They got to pay the bills. So I started this show called The Morning Slam. It's just me, just sitting there, having conversation with people that came through. And that was probably the best thing I could have done, was structured a show and then delivered it, right? Now, we would do whatever we wanted to do. We would talk about whatever we want to talk about, have open Discord, people could come in, they could pop into voice, hey man, what's up? Oh, we'd have conversations, and we were having conversations with chat. It was a real open vibe, and it was a real, I would say, kind of unplanned plan, right? It was a thing that kind of fell in my lap, an idea, but actually had a lot of the recipe that I think, where I thought that Mixer was looking for, right? As a partnership. Well, that was before Mixer, sorry, Beam. And I didn't apply for Beam. We had slow traction on that. Okay, when you make content for adults, kids are typically hitting the follow button, because you're playing fucking Fortnite. Back then, this was PUBG. But, I was kind of just doing that. It was just community-based, people to people. And this went on for, oh my God. I continued that show. That was the longest running show that I think I had. Even into Mixer, when the acquisition happened. And it wasn't until the acquisition of Mixer that I started to take it seriously, but it also started to change me. Because I was doing more of that community-based. We had this program that I had created called Stream for Streamers, and we called it S4S. And throughout the talk show, as we would get donations, for S4S, we would turn around and the plan was to buy hardware for individuals within the community that needed things, right? So like my man Zombie was dealing with this like bogus ass monitor. So the S4S program, we kind of pulled together, and Zombie's a great guy. Everybody likes Zombie. Still, everybody does still love Zombie. But we got Slugger a monitor, right? And as a community, as a whole, through the show. And, that continued on until we ran into a little bit of a complication where somebody was being influenced, even though they received. And it got real convoluted, and I ended up just stopping it because it had gotten too blown out of fucking proportion, and people were fighting, and it was getting nuts. The root of the good had been lost in this back and forth bickering fighter kind of sense, because somebody was being manipulated by other people. And that really kind of woke me up to what was forming underneath Beam, and really started to manifest itself when it got into Mixer. And that was that manipulation. That was that clicky manipulation kind of thing. That was that piggyback sense that was starting to grow on the platform. And when Mixer bought Beam, Microsoft turned it into Mixer, it was a tumultuous time. See, on one hand, those shows that I was doing, that talk show, that Flying of Drones, you know, it fit in such a small site. But once, you know, it got large, you know, a large acquisition like Microsoft, when it had full Xbox integration, you know, it really turned that site more so, but not exclusively, into a gaming site. So I was kind of getting pushed down a little bit, right? The show wasn't gaining any more traction. I didn't scrap it, but I decided to keep it. But I needed to move into gaming just a little bit more to keep the channel relevant in a business sense. Relevancy, riding the hype train was something that you kind of, in streaming, you kind of have to do, right? Because if viewers are watching Call of Duty and you're over here playing fucking Monopoly, well, Jack, everybody's going to go watch Call of Duty. And if you're trying to put them analytics down, I'm sorry, I'm going to be the one to tell you, you can be a rogue all you want, but sooner or later, you got to play Call of Duty. So I started to move my content into gaming as Mixer switched, right? Just before. I was like, we're going to play some more games. We're going to do a little bit more. Play a little PUBG. And, what? God damn it. Hold on a second here. Fucking phone's ringing. Look, I'll be right back, okay? Just stick with me. Hold in. Never fails. Middle of an episode.
Fucking fault.
But anyway, yeah, gaming was starting to become more prevalent, right? Gaming was starting to come up, right? With the, like I said before, with the integration. And at this time, as a channel, I had great people around me, right? An excellent moderation staff and people that were pushing the narrative, right? Keeping the conversation alive. And so moving into gaming was kind of, I don't know. I'm not the best gamer, right? I'm not the guy that's fucking pulling off the Shroud style flick shots and shit like that. Like, listen, I'm an average gamer. I've just been gaming for a long time. So a lot of that was on consoles. And I was doing a lot of Xbox and stuff like that. I got a capture card and, you know, playing the PUBGs on PC. That's, you know, back when that game was in a beta for, you know, 19 years or whatever the fuck. But I had good people around me. And there were some cracks within that during that time period where we had, you know, moderation staff coming in and out and people were fighting. And it was this underbelly that I think was being cultivated by, there was such a warm community when it came to Beam. When it switched to Mixer, the whole fucking scope changed, right? The platform itself started to take on this new role, this new, who can I step on to get on top? See, there's big money now, right? There's big money. So there's clout being tossed around. And this changed a lot of things for me as a person. This started to close me off. I really started to close off the personal side and started flipping into the more business side of things, right? And a lot of that was where a certain member of the moderation staff was with me and behind me, you know, helping me to push through with a team that she had cultivated, right? And to go a more professional sense, it's really hard to explain the relationship there. And fuck, I don't feel like it right now, but it was helping me to push through that underbelly, that clout chase, that everybody was, you know, stepping on each other to try to get ahead now that there was real money in the platform, right? There was real backing. There's real clout to be had. I'm a Microsoft partner, right? So everybody was pushing, clawing, scratching, fucking. And I just stayed in my lane. I just kept going. And one day I was approached by what I would consider now good friends to join a stream team. And I had never joined a stream team before. I didn't know what it entailed. These guys, I checked them all out. They had phenomenal content. We're talking about old school token parents. Mr. Kells doing phenomenal art, okay? Rojo with the awesome presentation, clean, always professional, well-spoken. listen, this is the team that wants to bring Lost on board. There was a little bit of an onboarding, and I sat around and I talked with the guy that onboarded, which turns up to be Reflex, a.k.a. Lux Gamer. We ended up talking motorcycles for like, I don't know, 2 hours. So I was like, yeah, these people are awesome. This is a great fit here. Crossing streams, a lot of them were partners. They could really teach me a lot, right? And Kells ended up teaching me a ton when it came to more of the beam slash mixer transition, right? And how it was kind of flipping and how things were flipping on an art sense, right? On an advertisement sense, on a presentation sense, right? So these are all just valuable relationships I was making. And I'm not sure if it staying Beam, we would have made that connection because of the change in the platform, right? It wouldn't have pushed my content into a realm that was new and fresh and I was changing it up. I don't think I might have attracted the attention of this group of proverbial successful people, creatives that have already established themselves on a platform, had that not happened, right? So that's a positive side to this acquisition. The negative side was, you know, fucking people were stepping on each other, you know, trying to get to the top. And there are people now that I used to play with that are, you know, big names on Twitch now that Mixer closed down that, you know, they don't even fucking say hi to you. You know what I mean? But we used to game with them every day. What you thought were friends were just, you were a stepping stone. You were something that they could soak in a user base and or experience from. Take that, manipulate that, and then move on. But forget the past. It's only about the future, which I was fine with. But it was, you could see it cultivating more and more and more as it got more serious. See, everybody started to get more serious. It wasn't just playing fucking games with your homies. Everybody was talking money now. Okay. Well, money changes things. So as that mentality shifted, I either had to make a choice. I'd stay over here and just keep doing it because I love it. Although it's kind of what I was doing for work because I was injured. So I didn't really go into it with a money sense, but I needed to take it more professionally if I was going to go any more route, if I was going to elevate any farther. But I had somewhere in there lost what I came to do and started going work. See, I went work mode. And I built up a channel. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fucking channel, but I cleaned up the presentation. Some of the branding I did was all on key, was all on point. You know, it all mixed, it matched. Everything was there. And lo and behold, we applied, I don't know what, 4, 5, 6 times maybe. And that was one of Mixer's largest downfalls in my mind, was there was no, the beam had been stripped out. The personal side of things had been stripped out. And that's what it felt like, especially when you got the rejection letter. They were just like, nah, it's just more traffic. Nah, you know, just nah. Nah, like, how do you improve nah? Like, the fuck? Is it numbers? Is it analytics? Is it CCV? You know, is it concurrent viewership? You know, whatever. What is it? Is it interaction? Do you're looking for more interaction? What do you require to be a partner, right? What is it to monetize this stream? What are the fucking steps, right? And they said nothing. Like, you looked at their requirements and it was like, well, stream 30 hours and have X amount of followers. Well, when you cross that barrier and then they tell you no, it was extremely frustrating, especially on the Mixer platform for a lot of people, because they would just go, well, I have what you asked for, right? I worked the hours that you required. And then you just, nah. Okay, well, what is it? Is it my presentation? Is it my vulgarity? What is it? And they would always never tell you. It'd always be some beat around the bush fucking corporate email. And that, you know, that was a downside to it. And it almost put me off. It almost put me out. I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. Lighter almost blew up. Huh, just started leaking. I was sitting on the desk. Anyway, that's a fucking weird situation there. But it would put people off, and it almost put me off. And I almost moved over to trying out some YouTubes again and doing other things. It really deflated me because I had changed so much of my original direction to try to align myself with a platform that was just fucking kicking me to the curb. Well, eventually we pushed through. We did hit partnership. We did get accepted. And on the day we got accepted, I was fucking excited. Okay? I was through the moon. Absolutely loving life. Having a great time. The button dropped like mid-fucking stream. People were coming in the stream. They were like, you got a button? I'm like, wait, what? I had to like cancel the stream. Get ready. Throw the reveal out. Like, it totally fucked up my whole progress, my whole process, right? I had a process. Like, okay, if it's going to drop at 10, I'm going to do a little teaser at 9, you know, maybe potentially generate a little bit of hype with me and my buddies. Like, oh shit, that shit just happened. But none of that. Because that was that mixer head came in and it'd gotten real corporate. They're just like, ah, turn it on. Fuck it, whatever. Don't even tell them. Just turn it on. Yeah, it's fucked. Fuck that guy. And it happened to a lot of people too, so I'm not like singling myself out, but it was, you know, it just threw a spoke in the wheel. So we came back online and fuck, it was a great day. We had a great celebration. A lot of people came through, a lot of people, more people than I had ever expected supported the channel monetarily. And these were people that I had made friendships with, and I'm still to this day forever thankful for that monetary support. It was fucking amazing. You guys were awesome. You breathed a lot of life into me and kept the spirit going for a long time. But there came a choke point. See, I had some bad shit happen in my life. Me and my girlfriend at that time had separated. And during that separation, I was starting to watch, right? I wasn't able to get as much stream time in, but I was really, really watching. And I had made some guest appearances on some partner panels and done some other shit, but I had started to realize that saturation of that culture, right? That fucking, I'm going to step on you for clout culture. People started using each other. And I mean fucking using each other. Get whatever you can get from somebody and then fucking discard them. Like, you don't exist. And it was getting really, really benevolent on Mixer. That's when you seen the follow for follow shit start happening. And that's when you seen the 24/7 streams where people were botting. Shit started to get greedy on that platform. And most of us only noticed because we knew where it came from. So if you just walked into Mixer when it was Mixer and you seen it, you'd be like, wow, this site's all types of shit going on here, man. But you didn't see where it came from. And a lot of people did see where it came from and that community got carved out, stepped on, and looked over. Remember in the beginning when I was talking about when I seen all these great creatives on Beam, they didn't get no contracts. These people didn't get no fucking thanks for, you know, literally building our whole platform up until Mixer. Fuck that. We're just going to buy Ninja. We're just going to buy Shroud and just completely shit on the people that had built it up, right? Sure, they had perks. They would get perks, but they weren't being offered contracts. So these people were leaving. They're like, fuck this, man. I'm going to Facebook. I'm going to Twitch. I'm going here. I'm going there. I've built your business for you. And the best you can do is offer me a $4.99 button, right? That's when you started to see the cracks, and that's when I started to see the cracks. When I was going through that turmoil, I had time to step back and look at the process and the things that were happening around. And I was really hesitant to come back. So I reached out to Mixer, and I said, hey, a long, really long email stating that I was going through some personal times. I needed some time. Their reply was, that's fine. Your partnership is not going to be affected in any sort of way. Just let us know when you come back. It's fine. It's like, cool. Whew, that's off my chest. I can breathe. I can take a step back from this fucking clout chase and all this other bullshit that's going down, and I can analyze the situation. I can bring the channel back in a new way, right? Something innovative, something I can improve on. During that time, we moved, we separated, shit got crazy. And I was staying with a buddy of mine. And one day, I get an email. And this email's for a meeting. And this meeting that I'm supposed to take part in as a partner, as part of your partner things, you know, without voiding any sort of fucking NDA that might still be out there. You had certain obligations that you weren't required to fill, but you kind of was in your best interest to fill. So I'm like, sweet, I'll click the link. It takes me to this webpage and it says, you don't have access. What? So I flip over to the Discord. I go to the Discord and we're sorry, but your access has been revoked. The fuck? So I fumble around. I talk to a few other people. I get some emails because emails were constantly always changing. It was this at that. You didn't know when it changed. So I got a hold of my partner manager and I said, hey, you know, looking to attend the event. You know, what's going on? I'm trying to get back up to speed here. I'm trying to get relaunched. Oh, well, there's a new program. Didn't you hear? Huh? I told you I was going to be gone. Right? You told me there were going to be no penalties, no changes, no nothing. Now, all of a sudden, all my access to everything has been fucking revoked. What's going on? Oh, well, you should have told us how long you were going to be gone. See, there's a new process where now, if you don't meet certain amount of hours, then you kind of, you're still a partner, but you kind of lose some perks. Like, I don't know, the ability to communicate with us.
The fuck?
Really? Okay, so start streaming, right? Fire up the stream. Shit. I don't know what's going on in the industry. I just need to talk to my buddies. Of course, everything's NDA, so nobody fucking can tell me nothing. So I don't know. I'm a partner representing a platform going forward, and I have no fucking clue the direction we're going in. Right? Teamwork, right? Any fucking teamwork. So I have no idea which way the platform's going. I just kind of have to guess, throwing fucking noodles back at the wall again. You know? Like, I don't know. Maybe. Oh, shit. Looks like we got ads now. Okay. Oh, you can post a game. Oh, you can sell a game. Okay. All right, shit. Okay. Well, let's play with this new feature. Oh, everybody's got animated stickers now. Okay. When did those show up? You know. So I was like, "Fuck it, fuck it." I'm just gonna stream. What am I gonna do to stream? I love fishing, so I'm gonna start taking people out fishing. Right. I'm just gonna tie my phone to the boat. We're gonna go for a walk. We're gonna do whatever we want to do. Fuck gaming. To hell with what Mixer's doing. If they're just going to shove me to the side, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. I loved it. See, their inability to communicate and their sourness and their little bullshit backdoor meetings pushed me back into what I was doing on Beam. See, there's some positives when we look at some of these negatives, right? I might sound like I'm harping on the platform, but I took those opportunities on that when they started doing that shady shit, and when people started clout chasing and people started doing things like that, stepping on each other. I took those moments to change, right? To flip it, to use it as an opportunity to just free myself. Like, free the mind, get out of the rat race. And the fishing was great. Loved it. Nobody else was doing it. I had the opportunity to teach other people how to do it that are currently doing it now on different platforms. So it was fucking amazing. Right? Still no access. No access. Still couldn't get into shit. Still couldn't get no information. Couldn't get nobody on the phone. So I'm sitting around the apartment one day and I'm like, you know what? I think this is over, right? I'm seeing the way the platform's going. I'm seeing what the fuck's going on. All this clout chasing, all this bullshit, all this drama, all this miscommunication. Got these big fucking names that came to the platform. And you know, I absolutely love watching Shroud. Ninja, got to commend the guy for what he does for the league. You know, the league of streamers. But I had no personal connections with these folks, so I can't really say that, you know, I knew them. So there was nothing there that, you know, I gave a shit about. Like, it brought new eyes to the platform. That was cool. But for monetary reasons, I couldn't do a fucking thing. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know where we were going. So I decided I'm going to send him an email. I sent him an email and said, hey, I'm going to forego my contract. Since you guys cannot communicate with me, and there's some sort of like high school bully system going on here where you're just going to be like, well, fucking penalty box. For what? I don't know. Penalty box. When you clearly told me that was not the case. Your first email, I didn't even sent them the email. They're like, oh, well, then they just came back with another one of those corporate emails, like that copy and paste shit. And I was like, you know, they said, well, you know, this is a big change. This is a big decision. This is a big... I'm like, no, I see some underbelly here stewing in this fucking site, right? I see some bullshit happening. And I just don't see a future here. Because if you can't, at the heart of it, if you can't communicate with your partners, if you don't see the value in your current partners, and you start bringing in other names, instead of investing in yourself, in your community, in your, this shit's changed. I got to go, okay? I got to hang this fucking towel up. I said, no, continue. Keep it moving, right? Ah, oh, fuck. Phone's ringing again. Hold on a second here. God damn it. Goddamn phone. All right. But there was a time. I just had to call it. I had to put it in. Keep going. Fuck it. It's over. And a bomb went off on Mixer. It turns out there was some internal turmoil. There were some things that were being done and said, and I'll let you do the research on how it imploded. But I believe the implosion had happened long, long before, when Microsoft basically bought Mixer / Beam, or I should say just Beam, for the technology, right? You know they're going to roll it over into another product, and I don't fault them for that. But it carved out that community. It really carved out what was going on, and a new community had been built around greed. Sparks, donations, all these other things started to become the status quo. And it, you know, it's been that way a long time on Twitch, right? So to take one thing and move it into another, it changed. It changed. And that was my going about it. And I had talked to my lead moderator and probably one of the most amazing friends I've had the opportunity to grace, other than, you know, folks like Charlie Bravo, Kells, Psycho Scoobs, King Naps, Rojo. I mean, the fucking list goes on and on. I can just sit here and rattle names for 20 minutes, right? Chill Inc. Great people that I've gotten a chance to make friendships with. So when I left there, I didn't leave there empty-handed. But it left me with, where should I go next? And there was a hole. There was a really big hole there. And you see on Twitter, a lot of people will talk about the Mixer vibe. Well, there's a lot of us old schoolers that talk about the Beam vibe. And as good as you guys thought Mixer was, Beam was 10 times better. With all of that being said, there still was this underbelly of high school bullshit that was going down, right? Oh, you talk to so-and-so? Well, then we're not friends no more. That shit's in society. Don't expect that to not be in streaming, right? When you start pooling together people and people start putting these little air asterisk community labels, right? There's loyalties. and people start to choose these loyalties and they start to choose their friendships based on these loyalties. And you could really, really see it later stages of Beam and all the way throughout Mixer. These high school cliques of you're either aligned with this person because this person socially says everything correct, right? They got to be the forefront of fucking everything, all controversies, any sort of anything that happens on the platform. They are the virtual signaling queens and kings. You either align yourself with them, and if they say that somebody else was not cool or copacetic, that motherfucker got outed. And I mean it in the rawest sense. These people were fucking bullies. Social bullies. They would hide behind this persona, right? They'd be shitting on people, completely destroying them. Destroying their streams multiple times. Now, I'm not going to mention any names. But if you're listening to this and you're one of those bullies,
fuck you!
Because that type of shit, man, ruins people. I've seen a lot of people get ruined by it. And it was brutal. It was sad to see people get broke down because they weren't part of the IT crew no more. And it became prevalent on that platform. The social elitism, because of greed, because of what was at stake now on that platform at that time, was prevalent. It was there. And make it or break it, fuck you, I'm successful. Now, I noticed when I... In closing, when I became partner, a lot of people disappeared. And a lot of people would show me hate just because I had been partnered with the platform. It got to this weird place where I would come into a stream and somebody would fucking ban me. See, and I couldn't figure it out. And I was returning into the stream and I was getting banned from streams. And it was like, oh, it's a fucking partner. Bang. Gone. And I'm like, what is this? What is this behavior? Well, see, it was that social elitism. It was that my shit don't stink. Fuck you. I'm a partner. I got numbers. I get money. You ain't shit. Right? That was really starting to affect the incoming crowd. Right? It was this superiority complex. And I don't give a shit what you say. Maybe you took part in it. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were a partner and you're listening to this and you had nothing to do with it. And fucking kudos to you for that. But there was a larger scale of people that were out there that were more influential due to numbers that were affecting other people and their perception of all partners, right? There were people out there leaking NDAs. There were motherfuckers out there doing all type of foul shit. And it was painting a negative light. And I just got myself out of that negative light. And I don't, to this day, regret it. I don't live in the past, but I used all of those turning points, all of those sour fucking apples, all of those little timestamps to reinvent, right? To relocate what I had lost in my original direction due to the platform pushing us in a certain sort of way. All of these platforms eventually will push you in a way. They're by design. They're very analytical, they're very algorithmic, and they're very, very, very much designed to make money. Now, that's all cool and copacetic if you can adjust yourself along that path, but see, things were changing so fast for me, and I was in at a time when things were changing so fast for me that I got washed up. I got sucked into a specific direction and lost what I was going for, what I was originally trying to do. And I had some successes along that line, don't get me wrong. But again, in closing, a lot of that pulled me out. And when I moved over to Twitch, it just felt like the same corporate bullshit. It felt like the same stepping, felt like the same scratch claw, beat the fuck out of each other just so somebody could get the swing time. You know what I mean? Playground type shit. And you either got to play the rules by the way the platform dictates it, or the way society, or the way streaming as a full culture moves with this ebb and flow of talking about the same fucking 10 topics on fucking Twitter. You know that's true. You got to stay in that. You got to stay in that. That fucking turn. That turning. I just wasn't down for it anymore. I wanted to go back to my friendships. And these people, if you've listened this long, I've mentioned a few of them, and I would highly recommend that you check out what they're doing, whether it's their social media or stuff like that. My man in Six Chunks, still out there doing his thing, except he's changed. He's making music. This shit's fucking awesome. He's making YouTubes. You know, Charlie's still there banging out the family wholesomeness and the debauchery, right? Scoop's still doing his thing. Chill Inc. crushing it, man, with the Destiny content and other things, man. Amazing speaker. Awesome engagement. So many different things. There's so many different people that I'm still to this day thankful that I went through all of that and met. So if that was my payment, that far supersedes any dollar that I ever could have got from Mixer, Beam, whatever. I'm glad I'm out. And I'm here. In HTL, we're going to be talking about that type of shit. I want to thank you guys for joining me, man. I know it's a longer episode, but there was a lot of key points that I wanted to talk about. Just so you could see. Well, not see here. The difficulties, right? And I might even elaborate on some more of these farther down the line when I'm 100% sure that my fucking NDA, even though they closed, contract is still a legal contract. So I can't specifically dive into all of the details, but I can dive into some of the stuff. I can beat around the bush and I can kind of let you know my experience. I'm going to get out of here. I'm not going to drag it out. I'm thankful for the time that you guys have given me here today. I'm thankful for the time that you guys gave me on the streams. And I'm thankful for everything that we get to interact on social media. I still keep in contact with a lot of you folks, man. There's been two ads in here. It's just monetary. It's to help to support the podcast, make improvements. If you want to continue that improvement, there is a subscribe button. You can do that too if you want to. If not, thank you for listening to my story, man. It's your boy Lost, aka LSB on HTL, doing that hard talk life. Peace, love, and chicken grease, guys. And as always, be good to yourself, man. Be good to others. Be careful out there in the stream world. This shit getting cutthroat. Peace.